can dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
All right, we'll continue here. Take your phone calls about anything. Scott is in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Scott.
Yes. Hello, Ian, hey. Wayne, and Mark. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Scott?
Hi, Scott.
I voted yesterday for Scott Brown.
I thought you said you were never voting again.
You win.
Well, I'll tell you why. Because I wanted to vote for the lesser of the two evils. But you want to know something, gentlemen? What I did yesterday was known as going through the motions. And I guess I voted for Brown because I hated the Kennedy family more. I wanted to get rid of them because Coakley is just a puppet of the Kennedy family, who I blame for destroying Massachusetts with their support of affirmative action, homosexual and lesbian marriage. And abortion, and
I see what's wrong with gay marriage.
But you want to know something? Behind, it's a game. And this is what I mean by a game. The American people, including myself, have been duped. It's not a question of Democrat or Republican, independent. The federal government is rotten. It's rotten to the core. It's like a cancer and a leg has to be amputated. It's like gangrene. What I mean by that is you've got a Federal Reserve manipulating our money. You've got like the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, Foreign Affairs, Big Oil. You've got greedy, crooked senators and congressmen.
Do you think this guy is going to actually do anything differently?
He's going to do nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I just went through the motions. But I'm going to tell you something. Let me give you an analogy. If somebody offered you, say you won a prize, you said to them, what did I win? You get 100 pounds of cow manure or 100 pounds of pig dung. Which would you take?
Cow manure.
I don't know. It depends on which one I felt would be better fertilizer, but I understand the analogy.
What? So you may say, well, why did you vote? I wanted to do my civic duty, but you want to know something, gentlemen? I was had yesterday. Because you asked me a question, what will Scott Brown do? He'll do nothing, just like all of the others will do. So what do I propose? This is what I propose. We need to get rid of Democrats and Republicans, however that will be done. And
well,
I don't even
proposal.
Know if a third party can be put in.
No, it can't. And here's why. Here's why the third party thing will not work. As somebody who spent years in the Libertarian Party and then publicly quit back in 2008, but here's why it won't work. Because the Democrats and Republicans have the political system on lockdown. They both are very, very happy to work together to keep the other third party people out. What they found out in the 1990s was what happens when you let somebody in from a third party into things like national debates, like with Ross Perot, for instance. You find out that the American people resonate with alternative messages that aren't the typical Democrat-Republican line. I'm not saying Ross Perot was great or anything like that, but he certainly was distinctly different from the usual suspects.
Yeah, and if it hadn't been for that ninja's comment, he would have probably, he had a very good chance of winning.
Measure twice, cut once.
Well, what they found out then was that this should not happen again, and so they created the Commission for the Presidential Debates, and they put it in the hands of the government people instead of the Daughters of American Veterans or something like that. I forget who it was that was doing it before. But
League of Women Voters.
League of Women Voters, that's who it was. So then the government took it over. They started setting all the rules, and that was the last time a third-party candidate ever appeared in a debate. Wayne, you were telling us during one of the breaks that there's the third-party-ish kind of candidate that has, or at least a dark horse Republican sort of Ron Paul-ish Republican who's appearing in the debates in Texas.
Yes, Deborah Medina is running as a Republican. She's a Ron Paul Republican. She's running against the incumbent governor and a U.S. senator who were all trying to be governor. And in the first debate, she was lucky to even get in because they really had to fight to get her in. And she completely dressed them both down. And now she's going to be in the second debate. And I would encourage you to go on YouTube and type in Deborah Medina and watch her answers from the debate. The hair on the back of your neck will stand up. She did such a great job.
That's the kind of stuff that could happen on a state level because they're just slightly more accountable and you can maybe make things like that happen. But at the federal level, you're never going to see that happen. All the rules are set against, stacked against third parties like the Libertarians or the Greens or whoever else. And they're just not playing on the same on an even playing field, and the Republicans and Democrats will never allow it to be even. So before I like what you're saying, Scott, in that I like the idea of getting rid of the Democrats and Republicans theoretically, but it's more likely that you'll be able to secede a state from the union than get rid of the Republicans and Democrats.
There is some silver lining, gentlemen, and I'll tell you what that is, and I'm not living a pipe dream either. If this economy continues to deteriorate, and I believe that it will, we're in a depression now and our currency is going down to nothing, what will happen is that we will have like a Nazi Germany type economy where everything disintegrates. And I'm not saying, I don't want you to get the idea, I'm not saying they have Nazism, and I'm not saying they have communism. I'm saying they have a populist government like Charles Lindbergh, Henry Ford, where the government
Henry
goes
Ford
back to
socialist.
The people and the farmers, and break the back of Wall Street. Let's be honest. We owe our soul to Goldman Sachs and the Federal Reserve.
I don't really know what that means, and I don't want any government. I don't care what the word is in front of it. I'm not interested in having other people tell me how to live my life. Thanks, Scott, for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I don't care if they call themselves populists or communists or socialists or capitalists or whatever they call themselves. They don't own me.
Well, you could be a populist libertarian also. But my point is that I used to really read Buckminster Fuller. One thing that he said never left my mind, he said that you never change an existing reality by trying to fight it. Instead, you create
yes.
a new model that makes the old one obsolete.
I like that idea. And that's, I think, one of the things that you're going to see happening here in New Hampshire. We've, of course, talked about the Free State Project, thousands of like-minded, liberty-oriented people coming here in order to get active for liberty. Some of them say, well, you need to work within the system. Some of them say civil disobedience. But that's kind of a third road, Wayne, the idea of just creating the alternative, just going out there and starting something new and bringing people into that. In fact, we've got a thread over at the Free Keen Forum where some of us have been talking about, you know, a new constitution because what they'll always say, the government people will say, is that, well, you're part of our society. Well, we've got our constitution and this is our representatives and da-da-da-da-da, you're part of our
social
society.
Contract.
The social contract. So you can point out, well, I didn't sign that constitution. Mm-hmm. I certainly didn't sign
but
the,
I signed
the
this
social
one.
Contract. Exactly. That's the idea. So the U.S. Constitution, the New Hampshire Constitution, your local state constitutions, those were written hundreds of years ago and signed by men that are dead now. So we're just going to write our own, and then we're going to sign that. And it's going to be nice and short, too, because we're not creating a government. We're just creating a voluntary society. We're explicitly creating our own society, because a society, when the government people insist that you're part of their society, you can't really prove otherwise, right? Mm-hmm. But a society, the definition thereof, has to do with a voluntary association of people who've come together for a common purpose. And I never volunteered into this, and most of us that don't really care much to be ruled also did not volunteer into it and would not have been given the actual opportunity to do so. So it'll be very interesting to actually go ahead and put our own paper out there, write it up on parchment or whatever the hell, and write up your own constitution, have it signed, so we've got some of the text down. There's a thread about it over at the Free Keen Forum. The conversation is basically that we should iron this out, get it agreeable amongst at least some people, because obviously you're never going to get a whole bunch of people to agree to it, and then print it out, have it put out, maybe find some parchment. I don't know if you can do that these days, but whatever. And then bring it out to the Porcupine Freedom Festival this summer and have people sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And then literally, okay, well, you've got your constitution, and now we've got our constitution. Mm-hmm. So it's quite clear that we're members of this society and you're members of that society. We're all in the same landmass, but there's two different societies now.
It's kind of like comparing making love with rape.
Is that a joke?
No, it is, because you're doing it voluntarily. You're not being forced into the system.
It is. Yeah, okay, I get you now. More coming up here at 800-259-9231. So that kind of stuff is in the works. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest of effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. We've got a Facebook profile. You can go over and become a fan there. At facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
Check out the Low Country Liberty Report. This radiographer for Savannah, Georgia, focuses on pro-freedom issues from around the country. It's liberty-oriented reports for liberty-oriented folks. He does not pretend to be unbiased in reporting and but he always tries to add a little humor to every report. Find his videos at lclreport.com. Join the LCL group on Facebook or Twitter, lclreport.com.
All right, so we continue here. There's a story out of our former, well, around where our former home was, down in Florida. You and I, Mark, come from the Sarasota area of Florida, and just south of Sarasota is a little town called Northport. Apparently, they think them they think of themselves as something pretty special. Let me give you the story from the Herald Tribune at heraldtribune.com. The used car was a blessing, a gift from her church to help Diane Pearson, single mom with three children, and a long commute to work. After receiving the 1998 Mercury from her church, Pearson found her drive to Sarasota a bit less stressful. But Pearson lives in Northport, a city that has targeted citizens for violating rules, regulating everything from how often you mow your grass to the cars in your driveway. Northport took Pearson to court this month over fines of more than $27,000 for keeping her old car in the driveway without a license plate.
Ah, yes, the junk car rule from Sarasota County. They, as a matter of fact,
this is all over the place.
Yeah, Manatee County has it too. The counties that are they're talking about here.
I'm pretty sure they have it right here in Keene, New Hampshire.
They may very well.
Yeah.
But essentially, if a vehicle and I, by the way, had a BMW in my driveway that did not have a license plate on it and got one of these junk car notifications.
Really?
I hadn't sold it yet. I'd take the license plate from the old one, put it on the new car, you know, whatever. And, so they gave me one of these notifications.
If the city wins its case, Pearson could be facing bankruptcy. Ms. Pearson said, she's 49, said it's been a nightmare. She works two jobs just to stay afloat, and she raises three teenagers. Pearson's one of dozens of Northport residents caught in the city's crackdown on code violations. Officials promised to ease up last year following complaints that the get-tough approach was too heavy-handed in a community slammed by the recession. But Northport has been anything but soft on Pearson and others. It recently sought to foreclose on one homeowner for unpaid fines and has many more court cases scheduled besides Pearson's. Almost 30 new code cases, those reaching $15,000 in fines, had been forwarded to Northport's lawyers as of November. More, now, I'm not sure what that means. Almost 30 new code cases, those reaching 15,000. Does that mean the total of all 30 is 15,000, or 30 cases have already reached 15,000?
That's what it says fines to me, 30 cases at 15,000.
That's what I'm thinking it means. Anyway, more could follow as daily fines of up to $250. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. With fines like that, accrue against homeowners who fail to show up to hearings or responded to Northport's citations. There is no cap on the amount the city can fine. According to the city, one property owner owes $183,000 in fines for a house that went into foreclosure in 2007. Yeah,
that house isn't worth $183,000, especially in Northport.
Well, they can't do much more than beyond, take their house from them, thankfully.
Oh,
but
they might ruin his credit. Who knows? I mean, this is a...
If this is a
court case against them, basically they'd have to file bankruptcy in order to get that taken away.
Pearson's running with the city codes dates back to 2006. She was driving an unreliable 86 Oldsmobile when the Lighthouse Baptist Church gave her the Mercury Sable. She parked the Olds in her driveway for 4 months until the church picked it up as a donation. But it didn't have a valid license plate, and the city's code enforcement panel cited her for breaking a rule requiring cars and driveways to have a current plate. The city began levying, and, you know, we all signed the social contract that says cities can do this, so that's why you owe the money when the city says you owe the money, because you agreed to all this silly nonsense, didn't you? Oh, when you bought your house, didn't it come along with a copy of all the rules that you agreed to?
No, man, when you were born, you signed it with your toe.
That's right. Bunch of nonsense. The city began levying a $50 per day fine in early 2007. Oh, and they made sure that it was retroactive to the previous December for the infraction. And Northport kept the meter running for more than a year after the car was gone. City officials blame Pearson, like other homeowners in other code cases, for failing to accept settlement offers or heed warnings. Pearson, the city lawyer, said, did not notify officials when the Olds was removed.
So now when it's, they find it there, you have to notify them when it's gone.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Crazy. Crazy.
Last year. Nuts. Now, I've been to Northport before. You've been to Northport before, Mark?
Yeah, I've been through there.
I've been to Northport. This, when you hear this kind of talk, like $250 fine per day, $50 fine per day, $27,000, you think there's got to be some upper crust, you know, living here. I mean, this has to
in
be
Northport.
That's what I would think, right? When you hear that kind of punishment for violations of license plates not being on cars in the front yard. I mean, you know, bushes not trimmed to the right height. It makes it sound like it's some sort of ritzy area, doesn't it? I don't know. It's just how it seems to me. Northport isn't anything like that.
Yeah, so. Northport is Sarasota's retarded sister.
Yeah, it's basically a major shakedown. That's what it is.
Yeah, that is what this is. Last year, they offered to settle the case. Northport offered to settle. For $6,200. Hey, Ms. Pearson, look, we're just gonna make this go away for you. Just pay us $6,000. I know you don't want to pay the $20,000, but you can just pay us $6,000. And
where is this woman gonna get $6,000?
That's more than the damn car's worth.
The Baptist Church had to give her, what was it, an 87 Sable?
86. Oh, no, excuse me. She was driving an 86 and
Olds, and they gave her you know, some other car.
They gave her something else. Yeah.
Yeah, some other car.
98 Mercury.
98 Mercury. I'm sorry, a 98 Mercury. We're not talking about a terribly valuable vehicle here. This woman can't afford that.
Nope.
She cannot afford it.
So instead, she's fighting the suit with an attorney who has taken the case for free. Northport tried to cut down on code fights last year. I'm sure they tried real hard.
Yeah, offering they tried, but the money was too good.
Look, they're offering to reduce charges here. What are they supposed to do, Mark? Just make it so that anybody can just break the law and get away with it?
You can't have people running around putting cars in their yard.
Well, I can tell you this, that whenever I've had to deal with this situation, and having been a landlord, they always come after the person who owns the property, not the people who actually have the vehicle. And having had to deal with this on more than one occasion, I've never paid them one red cent for this because they always make it go away. You know, I'm like, okay, I'll call the renters. In my case, where it happened to me on the BMW, I took care of the situation. I turned the vehicle around so they couldn't see it. You know, I pulled it into a garage, told them it was taken care of, and then pulled it back out later or whatever.
Nice.
And sold it. But you know, you get it taken care of and they make it go away. So I don't know what they were doing in Northport. It sounds to me like the Northport, they're using this as a fundraising mechanism. And so, you know, the lady couldn't get it moved or whatever. I don't know.
Northport tried to cut down on the code fights last year, offering to reduce charges for those who'd racked up steep fines. But most, 79 out of 117, ignored the deal, prompting Northport to sue. So it's a hell of a deal. You either take it or we're going to take even more from you. 800-259-9231. There's more about the neighborhood madness here. 1-800-259-9231. And stuff like this goes on across the country. It's just most of the time you don't see feature news articles about it because there are just so many victims constantly for stuff like this. It's Free Talk Live.
Our economy is in great distress. The financial dominoes can fall at any time. It's time to stop hoping it doesn't happen and prepare just in case it does. You have auto and home insurance. Why wouldn't you have food insurance? Are you prepared to feed your family long term? Because it might take years to recover. As the adult, it's your responsibility to feed your family, especially during rough times. SurvivalistSeeds.com is offering a package that will give you a 3-acre heirloom vegetable garden anywhere. 50 heirloom varieties, 8,000 vegetable seeds, over 5 pounds of healthy food. Don't be fooled by marketing companies disguised as patriots. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 206-269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, dialing toll free. Maybe you've got a code enforcement nightmare story you want to share. I'm imagining a lot of people do. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include our chat room. You can go there. Best time is during the show. Find people there to chat with over at chat.freetalklive.com.
If there's one thing that I could strongly recommend for you to get for your family's protection, without hesitation, it would be the Tigerlite T100 non-lethal personal protection device. Sometimes when you buy something, you just really know that you've made a good decision. That's the case with the Tigerlite. You can go to tiger.freetalklive.com. They've got a special deal there for Free Talk Live listeners. It's basically half price. And get the T100. I have one. Ian, yours is on the way. And I think these devices are awesome.
They're great.
That's right. Tiger.freetalklive.com.
All right. So we continue here. HeraldTribune.com talking about a story that isn't too uncommon. And that is, there are variations of the severity of these stories. But the story is about code enforcement coming after somebody who certainly cannot afford to pay their extractions. In this case, they're demanding over $27,000. But coming after somebody for something as simple and as inoffensive as having a car in her driveway.
Yeah. You know, it's odd to me. Any municipality can have code enforcement, right? They make up their own code rules, and
That's
then
right.
They have enforcers for it. Because
start ringing the cash register.
When I every time I had to deal with it, and it was the next county up in Manatee County, I always dealt with the county in this case, but I guess I never owned anything that was in Bradenton proper, always right. In the county areas. But I must say, when in dealing with that, my nightmare was that the bureaucrat that worked there, I talked to him on multiple occasions, probably a half dozen occasions, considering renters and the one incident I had. And every time it worked out very well, and I actually told him on more than one occasion that he was my favorite bureaucrat in the whole world.
Is that right?
Yeah.
When you say it worked out well, what does that mean?
Meaning they gave me the piece of paper. I took care of whatever the
so they gave you a warning.
No, they gave you a fine, but they dismissed the fine. Essentially, essentially, it's a warning with the threat of a fine if you don't take care of it.
Gotcha. Well, in this case, the lady in question had a car that was not good for her, and the church gave her another car because she couldn't afford to buy her own car, and the original car was left sitting out in her driveway for, I guess, a lengthy period of time. There's some silly rule in the city's code down there in Northport, Florida, that's not allowed. And so they started levying a $50 a day fine in early 2007 and made sure to make it retroactive. So once the bureaucrats noticed that the car was there in the driveway, they somehow figured out when the car was first put there. Maybe they went and they looked at the license plate being transferred from one car to another, or somehow found that data. And then they decided, well, since she'd... I don't know how figured it out.
What they do is they drive by. The code enforcers drive by. They see a vehicle sitting in the driveway. It doesn't have a license plate on the rear end. By the way, if you're not going to have a license plate in Florida, turn the car around, face it. Have the headlights facing out to the street. That's how they find it. It's simple. It's very simple.
So what you're saying is they found it, maybe sent a warning, and then when they decided to start levying the fine, made it retroactive?
I don't know how that works.
Yeah, that's what I'm a little confused about.
Yeah, they found the car, and then they came back after they figured out how long it had been unlicensed, because it took them a while to find it. That must be what happened.
So what they've been doing is they said they were going to cut down on code enforcement fining. So they went around and they made offers to all the people who had been racking up thousands of dollars in fines.
It says here, according to our paperwork, that you owe us $16,000. But I'll tell you, I think I can make a deal with you here. If you'll come up with, $4,000, I can make this go away for you. Huh?
Yeah, and so that's what the deal was, and 79 out of 117 ignored their deal, and prompting Northport to sue. The city initially imposed a tough code approach to improve neighborhood appearances and quality of life. Because
right. This is the bull crap that goes behind this. Now, I lived in, as I told you, I lived in, very nearby, and I had a next-door neighbor who... had four essentially junk cars sitting there. However, these junk cars had license plates on them.
Ah.
My BMW got a junk car violation, because it didn't have a license plate on it. Now, in Florida, is all you have to do is pay $50, I think it is, to get a plate. Cheap.
$36 a year.
It's $36 to get a plate, and then they have an even cheaper one for cars that are classics. Okay, so if your junk is old, you get an even cheaper plate. It's basically a payoff to keep the junk around.
Pretty much. And so what they're saying here is that it's improving neighborhood appearances. So are we supposed to believe that a car that has a plate is somehow prettier than a car that doesn't have a plate? Is that what they're suggesting?
Well,
that's just ludicrous.
The government plate makes it, I guess. It makes it look good.
Makes it look good to the government eyes, I suppose. Because they see that and they see dollar signs, I suppose. But I guess they still see dollar signs.
You must admit that it's difficult to define what a junk vehicle is in the absence of this rule. I don't know how one – I know a junk vehicle when I see it, right?
Yeah.
but I don't trust the government bureaucrats to see junk vehicles. And I also wonder, what happens to the guy that buys the car of his dreams? He finds that 83 Grand National. It's not in exactly great shape, but he gets it there. He's going to work on it, and he's going to get it fixed up. And, that next week the code enforcement people come by and say, oh, you can't have this here.
Well, you need a garage is what you need.
Well, absolutely, but not every house has a garage.
Well, somebody should be able to go out in their yard and work on their car if that's what they want to do. If you haven't signed in to buy a house in a deed-restricted neighborhood where you absolutely know what all the rules are up front, then it's wrong to do this to people. But it's happening all across the country. If you want to share your story, 800-259-9231. But there's more to this. They say that they adopted a policy in 2006 to take code violators to court if necessary. Last year, the city agreed to back off a little bit by responding only to complaints rather than actively seeking violations, which is typically how code enforcers work. They just drive around looking for stuff to ticket people. But that's not it. They say here the get tough approach pumped up the caseload for a Sarasota law firm, Nelson Hess. city commissioners said they were unaware of the Pearson case, even though Northport has paid Nelson Hess more than $9,000 to sue the woman. This, to me, is the next level of insanity. They're paying the lawyers to sue someone who cannot afford to pay their fines. Do you need the money in your budget or not? You've got enough money in your budget to throw $9,000 out to a law firm to sue one person?
For $6,000.
This is how it goes.
No, for $27,000. $6,000 was the offer. She did not respond to the offer, so she still owes them $27,000. How are you going to get $27,000 out of a woman who's got three teenagers and can't afford a car?
Sounds like a very clever way to shift money from one part of the budget to another.
And to pay off your friends.
To pay your buddies at the law firm,
right.
Apparently.
You got to wonder who's handing these cases off to this law firm and where they used to work. Everybody who's in any kind of elected official has pretty much been a lawyer. So you really got to wonder who's scratching whose back here. You don't get these things for free, you know?
And they claim they don't even know. The city commissioners, this is how disconnected these people are. These people that are on the city commission in Northport, they are so disconnected from the violence and the system that they're even a part of that they don't even know that their city spent $9,000 to hire lawyers to go after this woman. They don't even know. They're completely unaware. 800-259-9231. While Pearson's case may be extreme, officials say the city must make an effort to maintain community standards as it faces a raft of homes abandoned or in foreclosure.
And that is happening all over Northport, absolutely.
Toll-free number is 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, and even in these remaining moments, enough time for your call if you make it now. 800-259-9231. Whether you want to tell us your code enforcement horror story or bring up anything, you can. This is Free Talk Live.
Even in a down economy, there are businesses and individuals who are booming. Efren Taylor, a self-made millionaire CEO who's been featured on Fox News, CNN, and more, is looking for people like you who want to succeed with him in his newest venture and make money, guaranteed. You don't need tens of thousands of dollars to take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime cash-generating opportunity, and you're guaranteed to generate easy cash or your money back. How much? Up to $11,000 per month or more, every month. It's not stock-based, real estate, franchise vending machines, or ATMs, and it's not multi-level, but a real business with real people and a proven concept. So proven, it's profitable in over 3,000 locations nationwide. So join Efren Taylor and his cash-generating sweepstakes machines and get a guaranteed income. The path has been paved, but there are only 1,000 of these incredible money-making opportunities available. So call 1-888-59-SWEEP. That's 1-888-59-SWEEP. 1-888-597-9337. Call now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-7-LUTION today.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecoloblue.com today.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. It's Ian with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free on the site, so enjoy those. And if you like this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to promote us by going to promote.freetalklive.com. The whole list of things you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more ears around the world, go to promote.freetalklive.com.
The 12-year process of public education has a dramatic effect on the mind of a child. When we enter school, many of our best personality attributes are already in place. We are curious, innovative, unique, creative, and hopeful in many ways that many of us are rarely able to replicate throughout the rest of our lives. Over time, school sucks those natural gifts out of too many people and replaces them with predictability, obedience, and apathy. Oh, and it's funded by theft. School Sucks Podcast is a show about the end of public education. Visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more.
800-259-9231. We're talking about the madness of code enforcement, how one woman in Northport, Florida is looking at $27,000 in fines. The city is taking her to court over this, and they're paying, city's paying $9,000 to a law firm, a private law firm, to take the woman to court to try to get $27,000 out of a woman who honestly can't afford to buy a crappy car to drive herself to work. She had to accept a donated car from her church. She's single and she's got three teenagers to take care of, and the city is going after her, and it's not an uncommon story. These things happen across the country. People are assaulted by these code enforcers on a regular basis. I've spent time in jail over this code enforcement nonsense myself, and I don't think she's necessarily looking at jail time. However, they are possibly going to put a lien on her home, as the story from Herald Tribune points out. If she doesn't pay up, they say that they may put a lien on her home, and that will limit any gains she could make from selling it in the future. Pearson,
selling a home in Florida, make it a gains.
Yeah, right.
She paid $96,000 for the home when she bought it.
When was that?
Boy, let's see. She paid in 2002. Excuse me, $95,500 in 2002.
Yeah, the prices really haven't gotten up to 2002 prices yet.
So she says at this point she sees no reason to give the city the satisfaction, saying, "I'll die in this house."
Good for her.
So it's on in Northport and in cities all across the country where, desperate for cash, city government people are using any excuse they can to extract as much money out of everybody around them as they possibly can. And it's just absolutely outrageous, and I hope something changes. I hope that people get together and stop obeying and stop paying these thugs. That's the one thing that's going to put a stop to this. Yeah, okay, you can run for office and try to change the city from the inside, but that's going to take a long time. If we get people together who are going to non-cooperate and not pay, take things to trial, and make life a living hell for these bureaucrats, I think they'll stop aggressing, or at least they'll seriously cut back.
Yeah.
Of course, the only way to do that is to get people together and get them in the same place, which is why we're part of the Free State Project, freestateproject.org. Let's continue with your phone calls here. Let's talk to Matthew in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Matthew.
Good evening.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I think if you talk to some folks in the professional world, especially in the commercial plumbing side, they'll tell you some really scary fines that are out there. Right now in California, they recently passed legislation calling for lead-free in all their plumbing products. And the manufacturer, the distribution center, the people who install it, the owner of the property, and the renter of the property can all be charged $2,500 a day per item that is found to be installed on a property that has lead in it.
Now, are we talking about retroactively or everything from that point on?
Everything from January 1st on, if a new product is installed and it's found to have greater than 0.25% constituent of lead, it can be everyone in that whole supply chain can be fined per day.
Because the renter really knows about that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he cares.
What a bigger problem is I deal specifically with backflow devices. And there's one government bureaucracy in Sacramento that's saying you can't install anything with lead. And there's another bureaucracy in Southern California that says you can't install any new backflow devices with lead in them because they're not approved yet. And then there's a city bureaucracy that's saying you have to install a new backflow device or else we're going to turn your water off.
Government, the more socially acceptable form of organized crime.
So how do you get a backflow device that doesn't have lead? Do all backflow devices have lead in them? I'm a little confused.
Well, they have the ones that are currently on the market have more than 0.25% constituent of lead in the brass that's used in the device. So what we have to do is there are devices that are available for purchase that are not approved for installation that have less than 0.25% of lead. So what we have to do is we have to get a specific recommendation from the manufacturer and get a letter of approval from the city to install a device that is not approved.
So you have to get an exemption from the city to install a device that is not approved that meets the lead requirements from the state of California.
Because the devices that they have that are approved do not meet the lead requirements from the state of California.
Exactly. And the only difference between the new device and the old device is the amount of lead in the device.
And this is a backflow.
Exactly the same mechanically.
Right, and this is a backflow device. It doesn't really it doesn't get used very often. It's not like it's going to be leaching lead into the water supply or anything like
that. Is that the fear
here? This is like an emergency situation thing, right?
I mean, is that what they're afraid of, is that this is the lead is somehow going to contaminate the water supply?
Well, what's even funnier is there's actually a lot of lead piping around this country. And anybody who's taken basic chemistry understands that you can put water into any sort of vessel, and unless it's left there for a long time or heated or any number of other things, it will not actually start to absorb any ions from the vessel that it's in.
Hmm.
So there's solid lead pipes all over San Francisco.
So this is bad science, is what you're saying. This is based on fear-mongering. It's based on bad science.
Yeah, it's a terrible idea. And by the way, a backflow device operates all day, every day.
Okay.
Water flows through the meter, through the backflow device, and onto a property.
All right. It's not like I'm just a homeowner, man. that's why I was asking that question, and then Ian jumped in with another question before it really got answered. So.
Yep.
Thanks for sharing that tonight, Matthew. Anything else on your mind?
Hey, thanks so much for your show. I really appreciate what you do, and I hope you end up on the radio around here. I have to listen to you over the Internet.
Oh, well, call your local talk station and ask them real nice-like for it, and you never know what will happen. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Alex in New Jersey on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Alex, who wishes he was in New Hampshire right now.
Oh, sorry to hear that. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have a story from before I was enlightened about the code enforcement. We put up a deck on the back of our house, and we had a friend who was a contractor, and he went to install it, and he didn't have a license to be a contractor. and he didn't get a license to install the deck or a permit.
Mm.
And our neighbor doesn't like us very much.
Oh boy.
In fact, he hates us. So he saw that we had the deck, and he called the town and reported us.
Oh, man.
And then this guy came into our backyard, and he started looking around, and eventually we were cited for it. And what they were going to make us do was take down the entire
deck.
Tear
the deck down. Yep.
And then rebuild it back up again because they wanted to make sure that somehow the concrete parts in the ground were deep enough, were a certain number of feet, like 6 feet deep. They wanted to make sure of that. So in order to do that, we would have to take the whole thing down, which is completely ludicrous.
Well, and the other thing is that these people believe that they own your property to the point that they can come here and inspect your backyard without your permission.
Just poke around.
Yeah, they just wander into your backyard and say, oh, is this true? Most places you're allowed to build things on your own if you wish to do that. So, I mean, I'm kind of, you know, it kind of makes me wonder.
I should just set up traps around the property that they can, like, you know, so they'll be hanging upside down from the tree.
Yeah, well, they'll get you for that. Believe me.
I think that would be very helpful. But anyway, it kind of worked out because my dad has a lot of friends in the town who work for the government.
Oh.
And he went and he pulled some strings, got some people to make some deals. And the guy came.
So because your dad's politically connected, he got out of that and got his didn't have to rebuild the deck from scratch. But anybody else would have been screwed.
That's usually how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that is
and
how
I
it goes.
And I even said, Dad, you felt safe the way that the deck was originally constructed because we had to make a few modifications, just at a post.
Yeah. They only did that to make themselves look like they weren't wasting their time.
Right. So I said, well, you thought it was safe before the inspector came, right? He goes, yeah. But now all of a sudden what he did was he apologized for the government and he said, oh, I needed those posts to be there because it wasn't safe otherwise. Well, he thought it was safe before, but just because they bring it up, now it's all magically unsafe. It doesn't make any sense.
Alex, thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. We're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Join us tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine, nutritious vitamins and minerals and a delicious chocolate taste for your picky eaters. Be sure to visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. With kids, food battles are more about control than about food. If you want to avoid a battle with your picky eater, give them a say in what they eat. At dinner, let them choose between broccoli or fruit salad. At the supermarket, give them 3 cereals to pick from. The more control they have, the less there is to argue about. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.